Jim McGovern is the Massachusetts 2nd District Congressman, a Democrat in office since 1997, and one bright guy who always talks straight. So you went to Cuba. What was it like?
Well, it was an incredible experience. You know, for years I've advocated that we change our policy toward Cuba. I've been in favor of normalizing diplomatic and economic relations, and I've been pushing this, long before I came to Congress. But I pushed President Clinton, pushed President Bush, pushed President Obama, and never thought this day would come, and it did. And I think it's a great day for the Cuban people. It's a great day for the American people. I think it's a signal that the Cold War is finally over. And but to be there, to see the raising of the American flag at the U.S. Embassy, which hasn't been flown for over 5 decades there, was quite a thrill. And, and I was really excited to be there and be there with Secretary of State John Kerry, who did a great job in helping to negotiate this agreement.
So I guess I got to ask you this. A lot of people thought for a long time this was never going to get done because Florida was so pivotal in U.S. presidential elections. And then we saw in the last election proof that some of the younger Cuban folks had different opinions about doing this than their parents. Do you think that our politics have been changed?
I do. The majority of Americans, according to almost virtually every public opinion poll that I've seen, majority of Americans favor changing our policy toward Cuba. The majority of Cuban Americans overwhelmingly favor changing our policy to Cuba. There are, there are Cuban Americans who want to go back and reacquaint themselves with their relatives. There are young people who want to go back and learn about their roots. There are also there are other considerations too. I mean, in Florida, for example, if we could lift the embargo, which Congress has that responsibility, Florida would be the recipient of, countless millions of dollars in economic, stimulus as a result of trading with Cuba. So, there for a million reasons, this is a good idea to change our policy. But yet, we have people in Congress who are still clinging to this relic from the Cold War, this policy of isolationism and embargoes and blockades. And, so we still have some work to do. What the president did was what he could do within his executive purview, but Congress codified the embargo, so Congress has to lift it. And my hope is that we can get to that day sooner rather than later. But there are some people who are clinging to the past, a past that hasn't worked, that's been a miserable failure. My hope is that people who care about this issue, who believe we ought to open up our relations, will push those congresspeople and senators to ultimately do the right thing.
What about the argument that the Castros are brutal dictators?
Well, the Castros are not Jeffersonian Democrats by any measure, and they've had a very problematic and serious human rights challenges with regard to their tenure in office as leaders of Cuba. But I've seen things change. The human rights situation in Cuba is still very, very bad, in my opinion. That's not something any of us would ever accept. But my first visit there was in 1979 when I was in college. The former Soviet Union was still in control. The place was as tight as a drum. You could never get a cab driver or anybody who to tell you what they really thought about the Cuban government. Today, that's different. The Soviet Union left. It ultimately collapsed. The Europeans came in. The Canadians came in. There were more people coming into Cuba. It opened up political space. I met with the Catholic Cardinal Jaime Ortega in Havana, and he will tell you that the issue for the Catholic Church is not about religious repression. People can do whatever they want. He says there are members of the Communist Party who go to church. The challenge for the Catholic Church in Cuba is filling up the pews. But the issue is the government is not interfering with that. So things are changing, not where we want it to be. But I would just say this. I would compare Cuba's human rights record to the human rights record of places like Saudi Arabia or Bahrain or China or Russia, or Colombia. I go right down the list of our closest and dearest allies. And the fact is that we need to we ought not to have a double standard when it comes to human rights. Human rights ought to matter no matter where in the world. But we should be using this excuse that, you know, since Cuba's human rights record is still problematic, therefore we can't deal with them. We deal with a lot of countries that have lousy human rights records. We ought to continue to push them to change their human rights record. But I think the stuff in Cuba is changing. The other thing is changing in Cuba, too, is there are a lot more, there are many more Cubans who are now really engaged in what we would call free enterprise, you know, forming their own small businesses, you know, to kind of move away from dependence on the government. We met with some of them on this last trip, last Friday. So, you know, Cuba's not perfect, but our policy has been a failure. Our policy, I think, has enabled the hardliners to be more stringent with regard to human rights and to crack down on human rights. We have our policy has enabled, you know, the hardliners in Cuba to use the United States as an excuse for a failed economic system. So let's remove all the excuses, and also let's us understand one other thing. You know, the future of Cuba lies with the Cuban people, not with the United States Congress. You know, we can't dictate Cuba's future. It's up to the Cuban people to decide what their future will be in Cuba, and you know, and we ought to give them the tools, which is the ability to travel and trade, and to, you know, be able to engage with us more directly, which I think will help pave the way for more democratic reforms, things that we all care about.
Let me ask you this, Jim McGovern: the Republicans, obviously, are moving far to the right. They're being pushed by Trump on so many different issues. This, it seems to me, is another good example of they want to win primaries. They don't want to put themselves out there. They won't lift the embargo. But is it in the long run dumb politics for them?
To move to the right, yeah. I think it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking specifically about the embargo, Jim.
Yeah. I do think it's dumb politics because, again, I think that they're not only on the wrong side of public opinion, they're on the wrong side of history, and a lot of their constituencies, for example, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce favors lifting the embargo.
Just
and
business.
So it's not just people on the left, there's people on the right that favor a change in our policy. So they're really out of step. I mean, look, there are some very wealthy special interests that continue to support the old policy. And, you know, they continue to fund the campaigns of people like Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush and others. But if you look at the polling, even in states like Florida or New Jersey, which have large Cuban-American populations, things have changed. I mean, people have either moved on or they realize that a policy that we have had in place for over five decades that has just failed by any measure, you know, ought to be changed. I mean, that's enough time to decide whether something is, you know, is worthwhile pursuing or not. And I think, you know, we ought to be grown up enough to admit that we made a mistake, that our policy didn't make any sense, that it was a failure. Time to change it. That's what grown-up people do. That's what mature people do. You don't cling to a policy that's bad just because, you know, that was your original position. You can evolve. That's okay to evolve. Sure. And I think a lot of people have evolved on the issue of Cuba.
Jim McGovern, always great to talk to you. A voice that, as I had said in the introduction, does not equivocate. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for being with us. When we come back the next time, let's talk about the Iran deal, okay?
Thanks.